Pankas Siv Gimel. Yesh Mishaima Shim Hu Begat. There's all that say that if he's in a garden. The right to lechem peiris kol ilan ve ilan. He wants to eat fruit from every tree. Kim shebechal ilan echad ein tzach levarach al acherim. It's enough to make one bracha for all of the trees. Hushu v'shoshu v'yachah yedai to lechel meyoizim acherim. As long as he had intention from the beginning to eat from all the trees. Amikam legat tzach levarach afilim smuchim. From one garden to another, you do have to make another bracha, even they're closer to one another, because each gan is considered like a different room. According to his opinion, even if he had intent to eat from the other garden, still doesn't help, because we treat it as another house. And from one house to the other, does not help das. Das helps from one room to the other, but not from one house to the other. If a person made a bracha to eat in this room, and then for some reason he didn't eat and he went to the next room, the Magen Avraham says the bracha doesn't help, because anytime it's considered a shinu mokum, also between the bracha and the eating, it also will render the bracha not acceptable. If we learned before, if intentionally he had in mind that he's going to go to the next room, then it will be a ripe. But for example, if he made a bracha in the house and they walked out of the house and wants to eat it, that won't help, because he had a hepsik between the bracha which was in the house and the eating out of the house. The Mishnah Berurah brings a chayyot that says a person holding a fruit and he's walking around with it, even so, it's considered shinu mokum. Of course, he started eating in this house, and then once he leaves the house, it's considered a new mokum. It's the same apple, but we don't look at it as one apple. We look at it as many bites, and each bite is a new thing.